And this is WNYC. Occupy Wall Street has expanded to other U.S. cities and now to other neighborhoods of New York. As WNYC's Ilya Marets reports, members of the movement tried yesterday to give their protest fresh energy by demonstrating at the homes of the rich and powerful.
First stop, an apartment building on Fifth Avenue opposite the Central Park Zoo, which News Corporation CEO Rupert Murdoch reportedly calls home. Protesters and news cameras blocked the building's entrance for about 10 minutes. Next, the column of protesters, now about five blocks long, snaked its way to Park Avenue and the home of David Koch, a businessman who gives generously to Tea Party groups.
I want this man to pay his taxes!
I want this man to pay his taxes!
These demonstrators tended to be a little older, and most didn't look as if they'd been camping out in Zuccotti Park. Their issue? Tax rates, which they say are too low for the very wealthy. Michael Kink is with the Strong Economy for All Coalition.
It's crazy to cut schools in Bed-Stuy and seniors in the South Bronx to pay for tax cuts for people that live on Park Avenue.
Kink wants lawmakers in Albany to extend the temporary higher state tax rates for rich New Yorkers. After 3 hours of marching and making noise, people's feet hurt. As a final gesture, protesters knocked on the door of John Paulson, a hedge fund manager. A few years ago, Paulson made tens of billions of dollars betting against the U.S. housing market, when that was an outsider position. But these protesters just see him as a rich person who doesn't pay enough taxes. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marets.
A spokesperson for Rupert Murdoch declined comment. An email to John Paulson's hedge fund wasn't returned, and it's not clear whether either man was home when the protesters showed up.